Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 8, 2023. It's Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. And this is also kind of memorable because this is the first Monday in forever that we haven't done a New Earth Support Team call. Again, we did a survey last month, and overwhelmingly, the membership said that they would prefer not to do that event every single Monday and that they wanted some Mondays to have different stuff. So this month, we're doing New Earth Support Team twice during the month. There's five Mondays, and the other three Mondays, we're going to do other stuff. Actually, I'm misspeaking, aren't I? Because today is Wednesday. Getting ahead of myself there. So starting next Monday, we'll start doing different stuff on Monday, but this is our final week with New Earth Support Teams every Monday. But again, tonight's, forgive my temporary confusion, I've been working on my audiobook all day and my brain is sort of in that mode. FYI, it looks like the audiobook, there's a very good chance it will be out by the end of the month on Audible and other formats. So I've been working really hard on that, fine-tuning my audio editing chops. But anyhow, that's not why we're here. We are here for this event, but I have to add one more thing. And once that audiobook is done, I'm going to completely revamp our course on invocations in Awakening Plus, and basically the audiobook is pretty much going to become our course. So big upgrade. That course has been in the membership for several years, and I'm excited to upgrade it with the audiobook content. So yay. All right, now I can turn my attention fully back to our present moment. So what we're going to do tonight is a very calm and deep, I was telling Spirit Song earlier, it's kind of like we're all going to take a big spiritual bubble bath together. It's called Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. After this little intro, we're going to do our usual opening, you know, call the directions, call in the allies, set up the container. But then instead of just jumping right to the Embodied Awakening shortcut, we're going to take our time and we're going to do the four-step process, the full-on deluxe version of going into Embodied Awakening, and that'll take a while. And then once we're there, we're going to open, and those of us who are able, we're going to feel the group blend and go into that group consciousness. I created this event several years ago, and it was the first time we were kind of going into group consciousness. That's fairly routine now, frankly, in a lot of our events, but it's nice to have an event where we stay more mellow and we just take time to take our time going through the steps and going into that deep group blending and just kind of luxuriating in it. So a more mellow event tonight. Hope you enjoy the change of pace. And let's dive in. So as always, I request that you give us your full and undivided attention as if you were right here in the room with me. That'll help you and everyone else. Everything I say applies whether you're on the live call or on the recording. And if you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the container. All right. So let me give a big yawn. And we'll go. All right. So close your eyes. Take a moment to just feel how your body feels. Add awareness of your energy body, the energy in and around you, if you have awareness of that. Oh, I forgot to add, this event will probably take somewhere around an hour, if you're needing to know that. Of course, if you're in the archive, you know exactly how long it lasts, because that's part of the info there. So just get your baseline. How does the body feel? How does the energy body feel? Just feel it all. Note how you're starting. All right, I invite you to now be really passive and just feel what's happening. If you feel energy moving, just passively feel that. If you don't, feel your breath come and go. Either way, just be the passive witness of your experience as I call the directions and call the allies and set up the container. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwechi. I am that I am. Does that me up? I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She sends her love to you all. We call Amma the hugging saint. She sends her love to everybody all the time. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, that's a beautiful container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do that now, even if you're on the recording. Yeah, it's feeling even better. Keep them coming. All righty. Wow, that's a lot of great allies. Thank you all very much for juicing up the container. Welcome, new allies. All right, we are well stocked. And now we're going to begin our four-step invocation process. Please feel your body and energy field again. See if they're already feeling different. I feel a lot more like energy already. Okay, so we're about to do our first invocation. I invite you to repeat after me. Here we go. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the highest vibration energy that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now just relax and receive the download. That wasn't my standard phrasing, but it will get the job done. Yeah, that feels really good. So just relax, let that energy soak in. Now, even though this is advertised as earlier as a kind of a hot tub-like event, some of you, as light comes in, may have a little healing action happen. Because if the light needs to get in and there's heavy energy blocking it, there may be some automated healing happening. So if you feel a little bit of challenge energy, stuff flushes out, that's okay. Just kind of go with it and just be present with whatever's happening. As always, no one's going to get overwhelmed, and everyone's going to get exactly the experience that serves their highest good. Our allies always make sure of that. Oh yeah, there's a beautiful new energy coming in. Just enjoy that if you're feeling it. Sometimes people get custom experiences, so it could be that I've, you know, called for a certain thing to happen and you're having a very different kind of experience. If that's happening, that's okay. Just go with it. If you get your own customized experience, that's perfect for you. That feels pretty stable. Okay. So quickly note, how does my body and energy body feel? Next, we're going to merge with our higher self at its level. So let's do this next one. Please repeat after me. Higher self, please make me one with you. At your level, to the greatest extent, that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now, what often happens here is there's an increasing feeling of peacefulness that comes into you. And a great way to make this transition is to just relax into feeling that peacefulness. And you're not trying to make it any stronger, but it just kind of gets stronger on its own as you pay attention to it. So just feel whatever peacefulness is there. If it naturally increases, just go with the flow. And if you stay with that peacefulness long enough, it kind of magically merges you right up with your higher self. With no effort at all. So just feel the peacefulness as it is. Yeah, a lot of you are making that transition really beautifully and smoothly. For some of you, this is further than you're accustomed to, and just relax into it the best you can. The The only way to go beyond where you've been is to let go of what you know. So just relax into this new reality. Your higher self is going to do it as gently and gradually as it can to make sure you're comfortable with the process. Please don't try to make anything happen. Don't try to merge with your higher self. Don't visualize anything. Don't use effort or willpower. Just be really, really passive. Just feel peacefulness. And the transition will take care of itself. As always with our invocation work, you ask the higher being to do something for you. And then the more passive your ego stays after that, the more space you leave for that request to be fulfilled. Bottom line, your higher self cannot do it for you if you're trying to do it for yourself. So just relax and let your higher self handle it. So a lot of us are merged with our higher self now. How do you know you're there? Well, there's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. And on top of that, you feel like you're a big old ball of light. Or maybe you just feel like pure energy and you can't even, it's not so much a ball as just infinite extension into space, like you can't even tell where you end. Those are common experiences of merging with higher self. Your mileage may vary. So whatever your experience is 100% valid. I'm just reporting what I experience and what a lot of people report when they have this experience. Let your experience be what it is. And let's just hang out here for a little while. Just whether you're fully merged with the higher self or partway there or whatever you're in, just relax and just chill out into whatever state you're in. The more you chill out and relax, you can either just enjoy where you're at and your full passivity and just opening to your experience can also open you to your higher self taking you even deeper. So whatever happens, just chilling where you're at, spontaneously going deeper, just relax and do whatever's happening. Just soak in that divine bubble bath. Or if you're deeply merged enough, you are the divine bubble bath. Okay, now I'm feeling the energy moving back toward the physical body. So this is a good moment to call embodied awakening. So we'll use our standard 8-word phrase. Repeat after me if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And just really passively rest in. Just feel that energy now just saturating your body. Feels so yummy, so good. Same guidance as usual. Please don't use any effort or willpower to try to make this happen. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine. If thoughts or images are there, that's fine. Let them be in the background. Don't fight them. But put your attention on how you feel. At any point you get distracted, it's okay, but you'll notice that at some point, and then just gently return your attention back to feeling the energy. If you can't feel subtle energy, then just put your attention on your breath coming and going on its own, however it wants to. Either way, just passive awareness. And the final nuance, if you like, is to use the minimum effort needed to even feel energy or breath. That might be no effort at all for some. It might be just a little tiny bit of effort for others. So if you want to play with that, you can just kind of experiment. Is no effort enough to hold that awareness, or do I need a teeny tiny bit of effort? You can take a moment and play with that if you wish. Once you find the sweet spot, just rest there. And just relax. Give yourself this gift of peacefulness. You can take a break from anything you've been experiencing that is not profound peacefulness. Just rest in this. And we'll just hang out here for a little while. Enjoy. I can feel the group blending starting to happen. This will probably be noticed by those of you who tend to have higher energetic sensitivity, but my understanding is that we all have a part of us that is conscious at this higher level where it's kind of like cosmic soup and consciousness there. There is no individual being at all. It's just having presence there is just to be part of this massive, beautiful field of energy. It's just all, it's like, you know, consciousness puree, if you will. At that level, you're just blended with everything. So some of us, it feels like, are starting to have awareness of that. Now again, this may not be everybody. If you go through this whole call and you don't have the more blended group experience, that's fine. There is a part of you that is there, for sure. But if your human part is not yet conscious of that, it's perfectly fine. So we're now going to invoke the maximum awareness of that serves highest good. Again, some may feel it, some may not, and don't beat yourself up if you don't. Trust me that if you keep on your path of healing and awakening, you will sense to have enough to feel that, because I know in my own experience I was so dense and so unable to feel inner realms for so long. And my philosophy is, hey, if I can get there, anybody can, because there wasn't anyone more insensitive to the inner worlds than I was for so long. So repeat after me if you wish. Maximum awareness of the blended group field that serves highest good. Thank you. And that sparked it up nicely. So just relax into passivity, and whatever you feel is fine. Again, if all you feel is your own individual experience, that's perfect. If you have a little awareness of that group field, that's perfect. If you are just all in the group field and that's your whole experience, that's perfect. Just let it be what it is. Again, please do not use effort to try to feel more of it than you're feeling. Your passivity, having now requested it by invocation, will actually be your best ticket in to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. And once again, let's just relax here, enjoy the spiritual bubble bath, puree, whatever you want to call it, and just enjoy. The allies are inviting us to share this with the larger universal field, even as we're doing it. So we'll go ahead and add that on. Allies, please share this good medicine with all other beings whom it will serve, as we enjoy it ourselves. Thank you. Excuse me. And now the allies are radiating this out to the rest of the universe and all other beings who will receive benefit from this frequency are receiving it to their greatest extent that serves highest good. And as you can feel, it doesn't diminish us a bit. If anything, it amps us up a bit to share it. And once again, just relax, enjoy the bubble bath. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just relax. You might even have awareness in more than one place at a time. Part of you might be aware of your physical body and how it's feeling energetically. Another part of you might be in that blended group field. Maybe even another part of you is conscious as your higher self. And maybe you've even got more stuff than that going on. Once you get into these inner realms, it's possible to be in lots of places at once and effortlessly be aware of them all. So again, don't strive for that or use effort for that, but if it's happening, just know that it's perfectly possible and wonderful if it happens to show up. It shows up when you're ready. The frequency is subtly shifting, so getting even sweeter. So relax and enjoy that too. I'm picking up a little bit of sorrow in the field, so if you're noticing that, just let it be there too. Any challenge you might feel, as I said earlier, sometimes comes up even in peaceful events like this. If the light wants to come in a little stronger and has to push out a little of that heavy energy to get in, just open to that as well, if it happens to be your experience. So I don't feel that sorrow anymore. It's just back to the deep, blissful immersion. That's a surprise. The allies are adding a new element that we don't usually do in this call, but they're saying that anyone who wants to do a custom invocation to call in a particular energy that they want, it's optional. You can just soak in the bubble bath as we have been, but if you would like to now on your own, just call in the energy you want. Just use the template maximum, fill in the blank that serves highest good, please, and the blank is the energy you're calling in. So if you want to do that, this is a good time to do it. If not, you can just chill and enjoy the thing that's already happening. If you do call for a custom invocation, just follow it up with absolute passivity and let that energy come to you. Yeah, I'm noticing the overall field changing a bit as people call in particular frequencies. Even though they're calling it only for themselves, it is affecting the overall field. That's interesting. You might be noticing the frequency shifting as well. After we're done, if I forget, someone remind me to tell you the ayahuasca story of I called it a frequency only for myself, then it affected everybody without my meaning it to. But the place for that story is after we close. Whoa, the energy just got deeper and sweeter. Thank you, allies. So it's a definitely changed frequency now. I'm feeling a lot of activity in my brain. Feels like some upgrade happening. So if you're noticing that too, just relax into it. And as I've been saying, if you're having a experience I'm not describing, just go with it. Yeah, there's some upgrade energy in the field pretty strongly, so those who are ready for a next level experience are getting it. So as I said earlier, if you're finding yourself being invited into a new level of consciousness, perhaps one you haven't ever been to before, just relax into it. There may be a part of you that's a little nervous about that, and of course, it can be a little unnerving to move into a realm you've never visited before, but how else are you going to get there? You have to release what you know to get to some place you've never been before, even a higher level of consciousness. So if that's happening for you, just invite you to relax and just allow the process. Everyone's doing great. Well done, everybody. It's interesting that I got a little confused when we started about it, mentioning New Earth Support Team. This is getting New Earth Support Team-ish, the fact that we spread the energy out to everyone and everything who would benefit from it. It's like what we're doing is going far beyond the Awakening Plus field and continuing to spread benefit to other beings. It's really lovely. Now, because of Indra's web, all things always connected to all other things. That always happens to some degree, but calling for it consciously and deliberately to happen definitely amps up the power of that. Feeling another subtle frequency shift, just relax into that if you're feeling it as well. If at any point you feel resistance to a shift, my standard way of dealing with that is to just merge with the resistance itself, become it for a moment, and then just relax down to zero effort, and more often than not, the resistance will fall with you, and you'll be able to, you know, proceed forward on whatever's next. Frequency shifting again, going deeper into the divine. It's all very subtle and gentle in my experience. I'm mostly in the inner world, but I'm also aware of all kinds of beautiful, subtle energy saturating my physical body. Lots of euphoria on all the levels I'm aware of. And now I'm starting to feel my physical body a little more prominently. Looks like we're settling down into our end game, so to speak. And as always, we're gently being, you know, given more awareness in the physical world, and all these beautiful energies that we've been working with are being integrated into our physical bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And we'll check how we feel at the end, but at least for me, it definitely feels a much more wonderful experience than I was having when we started. And of course, every time you have an experience like this, it can raise your baseline of reality. And if you call back these energies in your daily practice, find a way to, you know, recall and integrate what you've worked with, it can keep raising your level of awakening pretty consistently over time. Because it always gets better. I feel pretty physically settled, so become aware of your body, your physical body. And I had you check in when we started how the body felt. Check again and see if it feels different. Note, again, you don't have to put words on it, but just on a feeling level, note, yeah, if it feels different, to say, yeah. The general experience is, wow, my body feels more like energy now. In fact, the dominant experience is it feels like a vibrating field of energy, much less than a solid physical thing. And it probably doesn't look any different to an outside observer, but since you're more awakened now, you're experiencing it more like energy, which is a truer perception of what it is. Just ask any physicist. That feels pretty stable. So allies, once more, please spread this good medicine to all other beings who will benefit from it. Thank you. So we'll leave a moment for the allies to spread the good vibes around. And notice as they do that it certainly doesn't diminish your experience at all. In fact, usually the opposite. You can feel even better when you share the goods. After all, the universe does have an infinite supply, plenty for everybody. You might say it's an infinite sum game. Nice little extra energy hit there at the end. Thank you, allies. So as we close, you might be just feeling your body, or you might still have awareness of your higher self level. You might still have awareness of that blended field. So it's just, it's different for different people. So whatever your experience is, it's good. Well done. So I'm going to close the container after I yawn. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi Boy, it feels even better after doing that. Thank you, allies, for this delicious, yummy experience. So grateful. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you stay with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? And that closes the formal event. If you got to go, you're welcome to go. If you want to hang around and ask questions or make comments, you're welcome to do that by unmuting yourself. Let me make that possible. Hang on a second. So now anyone who's on the live call can simply unmute themselves and speak if they wish, or if you prefer to type in the chat window, that's fine too. So the floor is open for feedback or questions. And as usual, the allies are keeping a beautiful field in place. So if no one is chiming in at a given moment, we can just continue to enjoy this sweet energy. Sri Pancha Avatar, I hope I can hear you well. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
It's a little hard to understand you, but I can hear you a little bit. Let's try have you try speaking and see how it sounds.
Could you tell us the story? The ayahuasca story?
Oh, thanks for reminding me about that. Yeah, I'm happy to tell that. Thanks for the prompt. I had totally forgotten. Thank you. Yeah, the story. This was, I guess, a year or two ago. I was in an ayahuasca ceremony, and we were near the end of the ceremony, and the medicine was wearing off. And I thought, well, I'd love a little bit more of the medicine energy, but it's way too late to ask for a new dose on top of what I'd already taken. And I had learned in a previous ceremony that, so I'll tell a story within the story here. I was in a mushroom ceremony where the mushroom was charged up with lots of powerful energy. And the shaman put a second round of medicine around us. And in this case, the medicine was in the form of a cacao smoothie. And the mushroom was kind of mixed up in there. And she put these little sealed containers by each person, but she never told us when to drink it. And normally she would tell us, you know, when the time was to take the next dose. And, you know, a couple of songs have been played. It's been a while. I thought, well, I wonder when we get to take the second dose. And suddenly out of nowhere, the energy from that little, it was like a little tiny little glass mason jar with a tiny lid. And all of a sudden, the energy of the medicine just explodes out of it into me. I mean, nothing explodes physically, but I can feel the energy bursting out of it and filling my field. And I was like, oh my God, I just got the dose without having to drink it. And I got a very clear charge up of the medicine. And, you know, I had enough of juice to go the rest of the night. Again, this was that mushroom ceremony a couple of years or several years prior. And so I'm in this ayahuasca ceremony near the end of the night, and I'm thinking, I wonder if I could do the same thing here. Ask for an energetic charge up without physically consuming any medicine. And so I just spoke to the medicine. I said, Mother Ayahuasca, please, would you top off my dose energetically without me actually drinking so that I can have a good rest of the ceremony? And sure enough, no sooner did I ask than the energy got a lot stronger in my field. But at the same time, several people in the room coughed like, and I could tell, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to, but I think I just called in that extra hit for everybody. You know, there's a ceremony, there was maybe, you know, 20, 24 people in the room, and everybody's like, I just accidentally topped everyone off, and I felt, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to affect everyone. That's beyond what I really should be doing. I'm not here to, you know, make people have a stronger experience if they were fine. And so I felt a little bad that unintentionally by calling in for myself, I had affected everybody, or at least it appeared that way when I called this in. And at that very moment, several people cough like they're having something strong happening. And then a little while later, we're getting near the end, and I'm once again feeling I'd like a little bit more of the effect. And I said, okay, I would be more careful this time. I say, Mother Ayahuasca, would you please top me off again, but this time only for me. Make sure that no one else is affected by this. And once again, I got a little bit of extra energy, but this time there was no coughing. As far as I could tell, there was no evidence that anyone else in the room was being affected by what I was doing. So that was a nice little teaching for me about making sure that what I call for myself doesn't affect others in a way that wasn't intended or that didn't serve their highest good. So that's my story. And what inspired it, of course, was all of a sudden, our medicine is saying people can call in their own custom invocations. And within a minute or two, I felt our field shift, and I could tell the frequencies of what people were calling in were affecting the overall field. I said, well, that's interesting. It wasn't bad, but it was noticeable, at least by me. So that inspired the story. So if for whatever helpful of this that might be, there's my story for you. Thanks very much, Sri Avatar, for reminding me of that. And I think I told that a while back on one of our calls. It was a while back, so if anyone's heard that story more than once, I apologize for the repetition. We have some feedback in the chat. Michelle says, so beautiful. I feel so much lighter and content. Most grateful. Thank you. And Brian says, extraordinarily powerful. So much appreciation to all. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate you both chiming in with your experience. Oh, the energy is still so sweet. Does anyone else have a question or comment or a prompt? Okay. Jeannie is typing. First, there's a heart, and she says, great experience. Lots of benefits when we did the custom invocation. Got to do that more. Yay. In fact, my plan right now, Jeannie, is now that our Mondays are open on some nights, I'm planning every month to do a practice session with the invocations. And right now, I don't see any need to practice the embodied awakening invocation. We do that all the time, and that's pretty basic, I think. But this month, we're going to do the healing invocation variations because there's, you know, four versions of that. And then the next month, we'll do the custom invocation and the hollow reed. And my plan is to just keep alternating those every other month so that we have a monthly opportunity to practice that. So the custom invocations will be, there'll be a formal practice that involves those every other month. So yeah, we'll be doing that for a month. And of course, there is one in the archive if you want to do it from there. Fran says, thank you so much. I felt a lot of intimacy. Cool. Jeannie says, yes, yeah, sounds great, in response to the invocation events, I think. Excuse me. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Another thing I like about having our Mondays more open is I personally, you know, am inclined to schedule the more intense events because, you know, my experience is the more intense events tend to clear heavy energy faster and thus are a more strong prod to awakening. However, based on feedback of members of the events, there's a huge popularity for the more gentle events. So another nice thing about having a few extra slots open every month is we have more time to do things like ecstatic divine group consciousness. So I think this is going to be a good shift. And as you may have noticed in recent events, if you've been around, we're now, you know, spreading the good energy that we make every single time we do a group event. So that sort of makes up for not doing as many newer support calls starting this month. So we're always evolving, always in flux. And we'll just keep going with the flow and making the membership better and better and better. All right. Any other questions or comments? Last call. All right, we'll call it a wrap. Thank you all so much for being here, whether you're live or on the recording. So grateful that you chose to attend. Thank you so much for being part of Awakening Plus. So grateful to all of you for helping me do what I love to do for a living and being of service. Many blessings to everybody. And this is our, I was about to say our last event of the week, but I should probably double check that because I am so in the present these days that I don't always remember what's coming next, as I demonstrated earlier. So let me just peek at that because it's March 8th today. Let's see what our schedule says. Yep, this is our last one for the week. So we'll be back again on Monday. And this Monday, again, this will be the first time there isn't a Monday Neuro Support Team. Instead, we'll be doing that healing invocation variations guided practice. That'll be fun. All right, many blessings to one and all. And thanks again for being here. Bye for now.